It's a compound issue. There are a number of reasons why that may be. Statistically speaking, we see a higher number of cases. The CDC says that at some point in their lifetimes, an estimated 1 in 16 black men and 1 in 32 black women will be diagnosed with HIV infection.
Wow.
Yeah. What the CDC suggests and what we hear when we talk to folks are, again, compound issues. Socioeconomic conditions and poverty are probably one of the greater issues. Access to quality health care and stigma is probably right up there across the tops. Folks do not want to talk about HIV. Folks are not willing to mention HIV.
Right.
The African-American churches are often leaders in their communities and are not willing to take on HIV and the associated issues of sex, sexuality, perhaps orientation, and drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things go hand in hand with HIV.
And so why do you think there's still such a stigma attached to this disease, especially now that it is more of a mainstream heterosexual problem?
Well, 95 and greater percent of all cases worldwide are transmitted through heterosexual sexual contact.
Really?
Yes. I think the stigma is still connected to, if you've got HIV, there's the moral implication still connected to that, rather than treating it just simply as a disease. If you've got HIV, well, then you did something to get it, which is more than likely true unless a female was raped. Somebody chose to have unprotected sex, and someone chose to use needles,
mm-hmm.
and they may disagree with that depending on their addiction concerns, but those are activities that people do not have to participate in.
Right.
Our society does not, in general, not just the African-American community, but inclusive of the African-American community, our society, our North American United States society, says we do not talk about sex, we do not talk about religion, and we don't talk about death. And HIV addresses all of those issues.
And why the heck don't we talk about the fact that 95% of the cases are contracted through heterosexual contact?
Now, that's worldwide. That is not here in the United States. The greater number of cases being transmitted today, new infections, we're still seeing those in our gay, male, bisexual community.
You're offering free testing on National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, February 7th. Where can people go, and how soon do they get the results?
The test is an oral rapid swab, so no needles are used. They'll speak with a counselor for about 20 minutes to talk about their HIV risks mm-hmm. of acquiring HIV or possibly transmitting HIV and how to reduce those risks and what to do in case they're HIV positive. They'll have the results at the end of their meeting. And the tests are very, very accurate, greater than 98.5% accuracy.
And I'm sure you ensure confidentiality?
The tests are actually anonymous. We may take their first name just simply to aid in conversation,
mm-hmm.
but the forms that are reported, the person is completely anonymous. We do not have their name, first name, last name, or anything like that. That's in no way attached to the test.
And you're offering this at four different sites across the region?
Yes, we are at our four county health centers mm-hmm. from 1 to 4. On Tuesday, February 7th.
You can find out how to get more information about the free HIV/AIDS testing on our website at wnku.org under local news. Bob Ford, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.